Blake and Diva in the morning. You thought it was a great date, but now you're getting blown off. Find out why with Blake and Diva. It's Blown Off on Coast 93.1.
All right, good morning, Steven.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Let's figure this out.
I was calling. I wanted your guys' help because I like this girl, Julia.
Yeah.
I was pretty sure she liked me, too. I met her on OkCupid, and she was so pretty, man. definitely stood out amongst the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
So we sent a few messages back and forth and worked up the courage to ask her to meet me out just for some drinks, and she said okay. And we had a good time. I think there was a good vibe going.
Yeah.
And I knew we were going to be drinking, so I Ubered there. And when we were ready to leave, I asked her if she can give me a ride.
Right.
So we get back to my place, and I invite her to come in for a beer. So you know, we were hanging out for like a half hour or so, and then she said she had to leave. So she leaves, been trying to get in touch with her ever since, and just not getting any response whatsoever. So I think at this point, it's been like 2 weeks. So just wondering what was going on. I want to find out what's up.
Right.
And was there any like awkward moments or like a...
Maybe her having to give me a ride, possibly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I Ubered there. I knew we were going to be drinking.
Right.
And
right,
I wanted to
right.
be careful and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Right. She could have told you to Uber home if she didn't want to give you the ride.
Right,
so
right.
Think
that's
right.
That's true.
Right. Well, we got Julia to agree to come on.
Cool.
You're okay with your voice being on the radio, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, Steven.
Hey, you.
You heard Steven explain what happened on the date. Is that accurate?
Well, I mean, yeah. Like, I thought he was cute. We did have a good time. And I ended up going over. And, I mean, to be honest with you, like, once I went inside, I was not on the phone. I was just over it. I was over it. And I guess maybe by the way he portrayed himself, like, at the place we were at prior, I had an image of him, but then when I was at his place and seeing his entire, like, living situation at his age, I'm all set. Like, I'm no thanks.
What do you mean his living situation?
Like, he is, like, the poster child for living in your parents' basement.
Oh.
Oh, no, come on. That situation is not permanent. That's a temporary situation.
Wait. Do you literally mean do you live in your parents' basement?
Yes.
It's not really a basement. It's furnished and it's finished.
Well, hold on. Julia, what was your take
it
on it?
You right. Okay. Door. Like, okay, congratulations on owning a door or not even owning it, but having your own.
Oh, it has a separate entrance.
Right, like an apartment.
Yeah.
It's like a basement apartment.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But you've been there, you told me, almost a year and a half. That's not that temporary, dude. I mean, and then we go in there, and there's like a basket of folded laundry, and there's a post-it note that says, love mom. I'm like, come on.
Wait a minute. Does your mom do your laundry?
Yes.
If she wants to, she offers. I mean, I'm not going to tell her no.
Right.
Well, okay. All right. So just so we can kind of, like, you know, complete the whole stereotype. He also is like a game player or gamer. Whatever that is. They like video games a lot.
Oh, come on. How is that a bad thing?
How did you know that?
I mean, there was just a bunch of crap, like the headsets and contraption. I don't know. I'm not like aware of the situation really, but there's a big screen and there's all the little talky things and I don't know. It just freaked me out a little bit. Like, I just can picture you sitting in your parents' basement playing games for, like, hours and hours and hours.
Wait, how old are you guys?
32.
I'm 30. we're 30 years old. So
Did you live with an ex or something? I mean, like, how did you end up?
I lived on my own for a little bit and did some venture capital, you know, invested in a few things, didn't end up going so well. So I went back. You know, my father's not there. Hang out with mom and be in the little apartment basement, I guess.
Do you have a job?
I do. I have a job. I mean, I have a car when it's not in the shop. Had a few problems with it. I pay cheap rent. And, you know, I didn't realize playing video games for a hobby was a deal breaker. I mean, come on, Fortnite and Call of Duty, come on.
Yeah, awesome. I don't even know what that is. Like, this is just completely out of my, like, I can't even wrap my mind around this situation. I just feel like you're like a child. Like, I want, like, a man, not a man child. So
did I give you that impression on the date?
It's just not my thing. I wish you the best. I feel like you need to cut the cord. Like, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Right. Julia, would you be open to a call if Steven's living situation, you know, if he did get his own place, or?
No, I'm good. Wow. Like, I wish him all the best, but then there's, like, the whole video game thing, and again, we're just not on the same level with that, so.
Right.
No.
All right. Well,
thanks for coming on, Julian, for being honest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Steven, I could see a lot of people having trouble with that, so maybe find a way to introduce it so that it's not like you live with your mom. You know, to say, hey, listen, just so you know, I live with my mom, but it's temporary. I'm not one of those guys who lives in my parents' basement. That way you can get that out of the way.
Yeah. Somebody who appreciates me for my personality. I will.
Yeah.
All right. Get moving soon.
All right. Take care, Steven. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Blown off. On Coast 93.1, if you're getting blown off, you can go to coast931.com and send us an email. Maybe we'll get you on.